This is the Goose Nation Podcast for the week of November 11th of 2013.
What is that?
You got a package.
I didn't order anything, I promise.
Well, it's addressed to you.
I didn't order anything.
It's from Sony.
What? Give it here. Will you help me with the table, please?
You just knocked it over.
I know, but I need it.
Careful.
Here. Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! It's a PlayStation 4! It's a PlayStation 4! Yeah!
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Goozer Nation Podcast. My name is John Meadows. Joining me tonight is Nathaniel, as always. How's it going, Nathaniel?
Not too bad. A little tired, but I'm all right.
I understand that. Long weekend, long work week for me. I've been wore out all weekend, so... But, oh well, we will carry on. Eric's not with us tonight. He's out of town again. We haven't recorded in... It's almost 3 weeks now, I guess. He was out of town 2 weeks ago, and then I was out of town last weekend, and then he's out of town again this weekend, so it's just been hard to get schedules pinned down and everything. But we still got a lot of news to talk about, and 1 week out of the PlayStation 4 release, which is always a cool thing to have a new console come out. Hopefully everything will go well, and mine will be here Friday, hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I did see the big picture on Amazon with their warehouse full of PlayStation 4. So one of those better be mine. That's all I got to say. So I'm actually going to take off work early that day so I can get home before the UPS guy gets here, because I do not want it sitting on my front porch for very long. I remember when the Wiis were real big, when they first came out, and I was working in GameStop at the time. People actually followed the UPS trucks around and would either stop at the stores and find out, you know, if the boxes they just brought in had Wiis in it, or if they were bad people, they would actually follow them around and steal packages off of people's porches, open them up, see if they were Wiis. If not, they would just trash what was in it. You know, I mean, it's bad. So You never know what kind of people are out there. So
sounds like a joke mission they should add to a GTA.
Yeah, it really does, doesn't it? It's kind of sad, but but you know what people will do. People are crazy. So, but we'll start off like we always do. Find out what everybody's been playing. Nathaniel, I'm going to let you go first because I'm sure you've been playing a lot of Battlefield 4.
Yeah, I've only played 20 hours, so not as much as some of my friends who played like a whole lot more than that.
But wow,
and that's still a decent amount for almost 2 weeks.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot.
Well, it's not really. I don't know. That doesn't count, I guess, my single player time.
How is
but
the single
that's not
player?
That much. It's better than Battlefield 3. That's not saying a whole lot.
I was going to say, I don't know if it's saying too much, but, you know.
Like, Battlefield 3 was like, I don't know, they start trying to, you know, be, let's do a Call of Duty Michael Bay campaign thing.
Right.
And it didn't work super well in that one. This one's better, but only if you compare it to Battlefield 3. Mm-hmm. Like, it definitely looks pretty and sounds awesome just because, hey, it's Battlefield, of course it does, but the story is semi-incoherent because they don't have enough like glue in between to tell you what's going on. Like, I don't know. Playing it through a couple times on a couple of the levels, like pick up a little bit more of it, but I don't know. It was just kind of like, this one, you're just a squad the whole time. You don't jump around with different people.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, which I do like that. But I don't know. You're still jumping around to different locations, and it's kind of like, hey, this random thing is going on that you don't know anything about. That you just only get a little bit of dialogue. You never see the actual main, like, bad guy. Mm-hmm. Like, unlike, you know, sometimes it's like Call of Duties or something. You have, like, a campaign will start out and there'll be some big bad guy, and then eventually by the end you'll actually catch up to him. Never happens in this one.
Right.
Which is, I guess, more realistic because you're just some random squad in the middle of it, but you've still got your goofy, crazy Michael Bay moments, too.
Right. Of course.
But you have to have it's those. Weird because it starts out a lot more like the Bad Company campaigns in level design, where it's a little bit more wide open. You can attack things from different ways. You have some choice. And like, okay, here's this big thing. There's some dudes there. Let me try and be stealthy and take them out, or I'll try and come out from this direction. So it's a lot more like a multiplayer map almost.
Right.
And then as you go through the campaign, they get smaller and smaller, and it's a lot more just like funneled.
That's weird.
With little bits of areas, there's a little bit more choice in it, but mostly it's like, hey, just keep following, you know, this whole line, and you'll get to the end eventually.
I really enjoyed the Bad Company single-player campaign. I thought it was really good.
Bad Company was pretty good. Bad Company 2 was really good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, part of it was the strength of the characters. They are all unique and fun, and they had a lot of dialogue back and forth while you're playing the missions, which you get a little bit of that in here, but it's less like telling story stuff than, you know, just the shouting and firefight stuff. There's still some of the storytelling in the gameplay with them talking around to each other, but mostly not. And it's not as much fun because it's not as much of a kind of comedic take like the Bad Company ones were.
Right.
Where there's a lot of humor. This is like, no, we're being serious. This is a serious story.
See, like, I think they should come out with that.
Little moments of levity in there, but not as much with, you know, the characters.
Yeah. And see, I would like to see them do like the Bad Company 2 story, but still have the cool, you know, Battlefield, you know, Modern Warfare online gameplay that everybody likes. But, you know, if you're going to do the campaign, why not do just something like that that's at least enjoyable? Because not everybody, most everybody, I guess, anymore buys Battlefield for online. I don't see a lot of people buying it. I'll just play it for the story.
Yeah, no, not for Battlefield. Like, it's okay. It's an okay fun time. I had a decent time playing it. It's still got some cool moments in there that I really liked, but it's kind of like, comparing it to other actual, like, single-player games that focus on that, or even some other kind of shooters that have campaigns in them, is just kind of like middle of the road. It's not anything super special other than it looks really, really good.
So yeah.
I think it's going to be the next-gen game on next-gen consoles as far as looks go that you want to show people, because it looks next-gen, unlike some other ones. They're kind of like, it looks a little bit better, has a better frame rate, maybe some better textures, but it doesn't look next-gen.
Right.
Battlefield definitely does.
Yeah.
Well, even in multiplayer, good lord, it's a gorgeous game.
Yeah. Well, I'll find out Friday. I think that's going to be one of the games I'm going to end up getting. So
I've played quite a bit of multiplayer. That's, I guess, the 19 hours or whatever it was multiplayer. And then I played, I don't know, 6 hours of single player or something.
That's what I was going to say. How long is the single player campaign?
It's pretty short. There's like, what, 6 levels, something like that. A few of them are fairly long, but yeah, I played on hard to start with, and it wasn't even super hard if you're used to playing shooters. So,
At least it's not Call of Duty Ghosts 4 hours long on hard.
It's like each Call of Duty comes out, it seems like the campaign drops an hour or something. Yeah, like it's shorter and shorter.
Yeah, it's just really strange. But,
Battlefield 4 is a really, really great game because it's got all sorts of great, awesome depth and all this stuff to do, just not the campaign.
Yeah. Well, I've got
the engineer kit is my favorite in Battlefield games, so I've unlocked all the gadgets for it already. And then I've played a bit of the other classes, just not unlocked everything yet. And I've I don't know, I have tons of guns to unlock, because those you unlock by using the guns this time. Like Battlefield 3, it was like by the time you finished a class, you get all of their guns.
Yeah.
Not that way in this game. This game is like the type of guns. So if you use carbines all the time, you'll unlock those. If you use assault rifles, you'll get points, you know, with those. You'll unlock more assault rifles. That sort of a thing.
Sounds
so
pretty cool.
I still have lots of guns to get.
Yeah, always lots of guns. You can never have enough guns, I mean, really.
Yeah. When it comes down to that's a good thing about if you're going to be playing this a long time, having quite a bit of depth, stuff you can unlock and attachments you can unlock to get and different camos to unlock to put on your guns and all this stuff that you can get in there. It means that, you know, you feel like you're still doing stuff even when you're hundreds of hours in. It's like, yay, I've got lots of things to do. Whereas if you just unlock stuff all right away, it's kind of like, oh, well, I'm still playing it. It's fun, but
yeah.
I like having that progression to it. I really, really like the gun camos and vehicle camo paint jobs or whatever in this game, because it makes it, even if you're not in vehicles, people using different, you know, paints on them makes it different, because there's all sorts of different tanks rolling around or whatever. They all look different. So they're not all the same all the time.
That's cool. Yeah, I can't wait to play it. Between it and Assassin's Creed, I know those two games I'm going to get. It's been hard for me not to just go like Redbox Assassin's Creed 4 and just kind of play it now, but I'm like, no, I'll just wait. Plus, I've had Batman Arkham Origins to tide me over, so...
Yeah. But I've also played a little bit of Minecraft as well, because, of course, the, like, what, Friday, I think it was, before Battlefield 4 came out, Minecraft 1.7 update.
Yeah,
like,
I was going to say that.
Huge, huge, huge update. It's like, oh, come on, you're killing me. All the stuff all at once.
Well, it's okay. It's a good time to be a gamer, I guess. You have plenty to do.
Oh, definitely. I think I put that on my Twitter at one point. It was like something like to that effect. It's like, oh man, so much gaming candy all at once.
Oh yeah. I mean, this is it's that time of year, you know, around the holidays is when it all starts coming out. So
although this year has been a lot slower just because of next gen consoles coming out, there hasn't been as many games. Like usually September and October is just like chock full.
Right.
Yeah. It was like this year we've had a few, but it wasn't until like the end of October and this first part of November that we've really had a ton of new stuff coming out.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, I did a couple of videos on 1.7 Minecraft right before Halloween, put them out, basically wandering around in my world trying to find all the new biomes that they added. I found all of them except for a mesa biome, which is one I want to get, because that's where you have, can get a whole bunch of the hardened clay.
Yeah, that's cool.
So you don't have to go find it in the rivers anymore and bake it and all that stuff. You can still do that, but that's a lot longer. It takes forever to find it that way. So I want to find an easy source for resources so I can rape the environment, right?
Of course, yes, you have to. I mean, that's just all,
that's what Minecraft is about. Right. Now.
That's the way it is. Yeah, exactly. And then all the way it is all deep down inside, that's the way all those kind of games are. Yeah, they're all about crafting and harvesting everything you can and move along to another section and harvest all you can. So.
Yeah, well, that's not how I play.
But
some people do. multiplayer server, I've played with my friends before. There's one guy who would, like, burn the forest down.
I'm just being a jerk.
It is fun because, you know, you see fire everywhere, but yeah.
Well, yeah.
And I also played a little bit of Batman Arkham Asylum, the first one.
Oh, I love that game.
Oh, I love it too. I've played it like probably 3 times on Xbox, and I've got on PC playing through it. Yay, Humble Bundle.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you get that during the Humble Bundle?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's still going, I think.
Yeah, it is. I checked it. I actually put it down there in the notes for everybody who didn't know. It's still got, I think, like 8 days or something like that. But it's still going. It's a good deal. I mean, if you don't have those games. Now, I know, what was it, last week? The other week, they just... Steam, where the games for Windows is going away, if you had Batman Arkham City, actually just got upgraded to the Game of the Year edition for free because you had to change it to the Steam copy. So
It's like it's Steam with those before, it would have the game for Windows Live in there.
Right.
When, even if you got it on Steam and they patched that out of both Batman games and some other games that used it.
Right.
So I never had it before that, but now I do.
Yeah, see, I bought the regular edition. I didn't have the Game of the Year, so it was like, hey, cool. So, and look who just joined us. Eric, what's going on,
That's
Eric?
That's right. Not
Who's
much.
That guy?
Everybody loves free stuff.
Yeah. How was the trip?
It was exciting.
I bet it was. we just started, so we're just talking about what we've been playing. So, have you been playing anything, or have you been too busy?
No.
not with the show notes. You've been deleted.
Yeah, I actually.
Yeah. What did I play last week? I played the.
You beat GTA. I saw that.
That's right. I don't know. I think I was several beers deep when I beat it. I can't really remember the ending, but it's cool and. The last mission is interesting. It is pretty long though. It's about 30 minutes.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So you got to be ready to. And there's some cool customer stuff. I did finish that. I played the Lego Marvel demo, and now I'm hooked. So I need to find that.
Yeah.
Hopefully that game will be on sale for Black Friday, like around like $30, and I'll buy it.
If ever there was a franchise that would work well with the Lego games, that's definitely one of them.
Yeah.
I just in the demo, I was like, oh, all these options with characters like the Hulk. I can think of all sorts of things you can do.
Did you try to like build something with the Hulk while he was the Hulk?
Yeah.
And he would go, Hulk fail. it was hilarious.
Transform him back to Banner.
Yeah, you could.
And watch the arms and the head kind of pop.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool.
There's a lot you can do with that game. There'll be a lot of. I heard that it's even more. There's even more content than Lego Batman 2. So.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure there is. I was looking through. Let me try to find it here. I think that it was in the GameStop Black Friday ad being on sale, if I remember right. Let me look through it here real quick.
We're gonna have to talk about Black Friday like next week, and
because some of the stuff is starting to leak out pretty steady.
Target's got the 3DS XL for like $150 or something.
Yeah, there you go. PS3 Marvel Lego Marvel Black Friday $29.99.
Oh, I'm going there.
Yeah. So, and I think that's an all weekend thing. It doesn't say just one day. It just says. $29.99. So, yeah, it's definitely worth it. I think that's going to be one of my free games that I'm going to take at Target this week if they have it, because they have buy two get one free on all games right now, including PlayStation 4 games. So, yep. So, canceling all my GameStop pre-orders.
Why can't they do buy one get two free? Come on.
Yeah, I know. Really, I was telling somebody that the other day, and they were like, "So it's buy two get one free on new games." I'm like, "Yeah." Target doesn't sell a whole lot of used games. I mean, they have some, but not a whole lot.
Why can't they just give me three free games that I want when I walk in the door? They don't even make money.
Right? Yeah, really. Look how nice I am. Just give me games.
Throw me money.
Yeah,
wow, Battlefield 4 is going to be $30 for last gen.
Yeah.
But that's a good deal for
people. You don't want it for last gen.
No.
Yeah, frame rate and everything.
Yeah, everything that I've seen, just pictures of it, it's still, even the retail just doesn't look quite as good as it does on PC.
If that's all you've got, then it still plays all right. I've got some friends that are playing it on 360, and they say it plays fine compared to Battlefield 3 on 360. But if you can get it on next gen or PC, that's where you want to play it.
Yeah, yep. It'll be $30 on PC too. So I mean, that's pretty cheap for a new game. No, the only thing I've been playing, Batman Arkham Origins and Batman Arkham Origins Blackgate on the Vita, which is surprisingly really good. A lot of the early reviews, it was really bad, but it's more like a Metroid game to me than, it's a 2D side-scroller that has... I don't want to say 3D elements in it, but you have a set path, but sometimes you can turn and go deep into the screen and shoot up, and it's
kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's different. The Lego Marvel for the Vita is the exact same levels and the exact same cut screen as the console game, but the gameplay is not the same as it is on the console. Mm-hmm. It's kind of strange. I can't even really describe it, to be honest with you. It's just so weird. It's kind of a over-the-top Diablo-style game, and you control one character, and then if you need your other character to unlock something, you switch to him, and then you switch back to another character. It's really kind of it's different than the regular game, but kind of the same. But I got those with my 30% off coupon at Target the other day, so I ended up getting both of them for like $27 a piece. So
wait, let me guess, was the coupon one of those ones that prints out if you make a reservation?
No, it just randomly printed out for me. I'd went in and I forgot what it was I went and bought, but I ended up picking up Resident Evil 6 on clearance and Lego Pirates on clearance, and I picked up another copy of Lego Pirates for a friend of mine, and it printed out then. So,
nice.
Also been playing a little Pokemon X. I picked it up off GooseX, off of one of the auctions. And
That'd be a good deal to get for...
It was.
I sold a bunch of my memory cards as accessories on GooseX on the auctions recently.
I've still got that Vita 32 gig card. I'll throw it on there. But
yeah,
I don't know. Get some. May need it. So
yeah,
see how things go. But yeah, that's what's been going on with me. Nothing too much besides work, trying to get ready for the holidays. But other than that, well, it's good to hear that you had a good trip over the weekend. So sweet. All right, well, we'll get right into the news. Some of it might be a little old to you guys, and some of it may not. A couple things right off the bat. PS4 Remote Play on Vita may only work on home network, which doesn't surprise me.
Just bandwidth-wise, I mean,
right,
come on.
Yeah. I mean, just out, you know, in public, the bandwidth is just not good enough for something like that. You know, going to Walmart or Target or your park that has Wi-Fi or whatever.
Yeah. Well, even if you're at somewhere that's got a decent connection just for surfing the net or even like really fast, you're still going through the internet to your house, which you're going to your PS4 that's going to go back to the network. It's like networked on two ends. That's just not going to work super, super well.
Right. Yeah. So,
it might work, but be way lagged out. And you couldn't actually play very well that way.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I wasn't even interested in the remote play for away from the house anyway. It was more of, oh, the wife wants to watch something on the TV that I have the PlayStation 4 hooked up on. No big deal. Go ahead and play it. I'll play it on my Vita. Yeah. So that was my whole thing anyway. So, or we're sitting there watching our shows that we always watch together, and I can still play games while we watch. So. But there was that. There also some rumored Steam Autumn Sale for this year leaked, which is usually around the 27th anyway. The rumor is it's going through Wednesday, November 27th to Tuesday, December 3rd, which that sounds about right. I mean, that's a little over a week.
Oh, man, I wish I had my link because I saw the story on it that it was both day and it was later.
Oh, really? Man, I haven't heard about it being later.
Or something. Or it was like the fall one was like the autumn one. It goes through. I think it's actually the same. But then it had the dates for the winter one as well. And it's like 2 weeks later.
Oh, wow. Could you imagine the winter one being 2 weeks later? Oh, my God.
That's how it always is. They always have the autumn sale at the end of November and start of December.
Yeah, well, but it seems
over
like
kind of Black Friday, so that's right. In there. And then
the other one's usually over Christmas, though, and New Year's, isn't it?
But it starts way before in the teens. It starts in the teens and goes up through New Year. The winter sale is always very long.
Well, Thanksgiving is awful late this year. You know, last year it was on the 22nd, so it is kind of later in the month. So that might have something to do with it too. But man, that's a lot of sales close together. A lot of long sales close together.
Yeah, and with Black Friday, it's all going to be interesting and whatnot. But
yeah, they'll always have good deals. So whatever. At least if you don't pick up something on the fall sale, you know, 2 weeks later, you can at least get it on the winter sale because they'll probably have it just as cheaper.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
December 19 through January 2.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Wow, that's a long time. That seems longer than they've ever done it. Jeez.
Nope.
Really? Wow.
No, that's just 2 weeks. It's normally 2 weeks.
Huh. That just seems like a lot longer than that, doesn't it? Maybe it's just...
But yeah, basically you have a little over 2 weeks in between the sales.
Hmm.
Do you think they'll, usually for the winter, they have like the coal or something kind of cool like that, which can give you bonus offers and things like that?
They always have that in their sales now. Something.
I didn't get anything last year.
Doesn't matter which one.
I bought a couple things and nothing. I was like, what?
I don't think I bought anything the last sale that
What's wrong with you?
I have so much.
The autumn one, unless there's anything super crazy, you never want to get it because it will always be cheaper on the winter holiday one.
Yeah, just hold out.
That's true. And I have so many PC games anyway that I don't play. It's like when the sale comes on, it's like,
keep buying.
Don't you want them all by now? I mean,
you're like everybody else.
I'm working
you're
on
like
it.
Me.
I'm working on getting them all.
Ooh, it's so cheap. I have to get it.
Well, really, but yeah, I was looking. The doorbusters for Best Buy was leaked, and they have a 39-inch Insignia LED TV for $169.
I was just looking at that. They have two other doorbusters worth considering, which is that Asus 15-inch laptop that's going to sell out very quickly.
Yeah.
And they have the Kindle Fire HD for $100. Yeah. $100.
That's pretty good if you don't have a tablet or something like that. You know?
Yeah. And that's going to go quick, too. Yeah. My wife is wanting either a paperweight or a Kindle Fire to replace her Kindle 3G. So.
Well, see, that TV that's on sale is actually the same TV that I bought my mom and dad for Christmas last year.
What?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, it's just the newer version, which is not really any different. It just has a different model number on it. Everything else is exactly the same spec and everything. And last year, it was about $100 more. So for $169, that's pretty cheap.
Since we're talking about Black Friday stuff, I might as well talk about the Target sales. Are you going? Buy two, get one?
What, this week? Oh, yeah. I'm going Friday.
You're
going to
pick up a couple PS4 games? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where I'm going to get all my PS4 games at.
I just checked. My three Targets don't have hardly anything in stock.
Well, most of them are
only like the super popular ones. So I'm like,
yeah. Well, see, a lot of them is not putting a lot of it out until Tuesday, so that's when they're putting most of them out, Tuesday or Friday.
Yeah, the buy two get one would be good for this generation too, but I'll just wait till Black Friday. There's not three games that I need to spend.
Yeah, I figure I'll get. I was going to pick up Battlefield and Assassin's Creed at GameStop anyway, so I might as well just go to Target and pick them up and take something for free. Probably Lego. Hopefully they'll have it. So at least by the day I get up there. But yeah, there's some good stuff going on.
The good thing about, like, you know, on Black Friday is some of that stuff you can go wait like several hours. You can go to Walmart or Target later in the day because they're going to have plenty of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was like last year. We didn't go out until like 2:00 in the afternoon, and Walmart still had everything that they had. Yeah, like
they had all the games I want, a huge old bin. I was like, ooh, XCOM, a couple other games. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is fine. Why did I bother, you know? And I was on call, and I'm on call again this year.
No, that sucks.
It's okay. Life.
Yeah, that happens.
Whether it be on call for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
That's true. That is very true. What else in the news? Walking Dead Season 2 was announced.
Yay.
And we're all happy about that. Looks like it's already pre-order on Steam at the time it was, I think it's full price again now. I don't know if it's still 10% off or not. I haven't checked. It was $22.49. I don't know if it still is. Let me look real quick. Because I have not looked in a few. In fact, I haven't looked at anything on Steam in a few days. Let's see. Where are you at? Walking Dead. yeah, it's still on sale. $22.49. So that's a couple dollars off. 10%. It's better than nothing. But yeah, it's pretty good. What did you think, Eric, of Wolf Among Us?
Oh, I forgot I mentioned I was playing that. It was good. I liked it better than The Walking Dead.
I like
The Walking Dead, but The Wolf Among Us is a little bit more action-y than point and click, and the action is fast. There's a lot of different things you can do, and the combat is a little bit more fluid, and like you actually feel like it's actually combat instead of click here.
Right.
Click here.
Yeah, it's a little more murder mystery too. So.
I'm hooked. Yep, I'm hooked. I'm, it's gonna a season pass. I got it. You know, I got the season pass for review. So yeah. Put together a review of the first episode, but I will keep playing them and keep writing about them, and I like it so far. Yeah. Even if I didn't get it, I think I would have bought it because I liked what I played at PAX.
I bought it. I didn't buy the season pass at the time. They didn't have the season pass up on PlayStation Network, but but I did buy it, and I sent them a letter about the Vita version. So hopefully,
did you hear anything back?
No, didn't hear a thing.
They might get back to you. They might not. They're probably getting hammered. I wonder how the iOS and they have an Android version.
It's going to come out when the Vita version comes out, whenever that is. I haven't seen the official release date on the Vita version. But I think that I think both the ISO and the Android version comes out at the same time. So Konami also announced this last week that spring of 2014 will be the Metal Gear Solid 5 Prologue Ground Zero, which looks pretty cool. It looks like it's going to be $29.99 in the U.S. No, $19.99 in the U.S., I think.
Cool.
It's download only, of course. It'll be on PS3, PS4, Xbox One, Xbox 360. No mention of PC. So I don't know if it'll be out on PC or not, but looks pretty cool. Uses the new Fox engine, everything like that. So
yeah, I kind of doubt it'll be on PS or PC. I don't think any Metal Gear game has ever been on PC that I've
even ported later on.
Maybe, but I don't know. I don't think so.
Wasn't Sons of Liberty on PC, or what am I thinking?
I have no idea.
I don't remember.
They're all PlayStation games, though, so you know, for the most part,
yeah,
until kind of recently. So it's like, well,
I got that in my head. I may just be making that up. I'm probably just making it up. I may. So
yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's $19.99 on the Xbox 360 and PS3, and then it's $29.99 on the PS4 and the Xbox One. So it's $10 more on the next gen consoles.
Dumb.
Yeah, it is. That's kind of sucky. But that's okay. I'll take a little bit of Metal Gear. I mean, even if it's 15 hours, you know, I doubt it. It's not going to be the full version. It's just like a prologue anyway. So, depending on how many hours,
it's one mission apparently.
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Better be at least an hour.
Oh, I'm sure. Surely it's longer than that. I would hope. For $30, I don't know. We'll see.
5 minutes.
5 minutes, yeah.
Damn it.
4 hours.
Well,
Call of Duty,
actually,
4 hours.
Maybe that's actually correct. 5 minutes of gameplay, 3 hours of cutscene.
Nah, you could be right there. You could very
oh,
well
no,
be right.
Did they? Will they never stop talking? Also, who are these characters?
Yeah, who is this?
That was my problem with Metal Gear Solid 4. I never played any of the other ones, so I'm like, wait.
Oh, well, if you never played any of the other ones.
Guy, yeah. They kind of referenced that guy. Or what? I'm really confused.
Yeah.
But I still had fun with the game. People were like, "Oh, you should go play the other ones." I'm like, "Eh, I don't want to watch cutscenes."
Yeah, well, they weren't as.
Well, there's less
the
of that.
Yeah.
In the original.
Yeah.
Although there's still,
especially if I got the collection that had some of the other games in it, I'd probably enjoy.
Yeah.
It.
But not the first one. That's the weird thing about that collection.
Yeah.
I like the multiplayer too, even though they got rid of it. The multiplayer was kind of fun.
Yeah.
You could hide in a box.
Yeah, hiding in the boxes was always cool. Of course, they've been doing that since the PlayStation 1 day, so. But BlizzCon was this weekend, Blizzard's annual get together out in Anaheim, and they announced the next World.
Those tickets are expensive.
Yes, they are. They are very expensive, and people pay big bucks for them too. It's insane. The new expansion will be released. World of Warcraft: Warlords of Draenor. Looks like it's your typical
Warlords of Draeno. What?
Draeno? Yes, Draeno.
Draeno, the power.
Looks like it's, you know, you get you can level to 100. Five new dungeons, new PvP areas, same old things. It's, you know, in every expansion, except this time you're just going to another planet.
World of Warcraft's been out this long, you can't level up to like 500 by now.
No. It used to be every expansion you got 10 levels, but like when Cataclysm came out, they cut it back to 5.
Whatever. They just want
to. Yeah.
Do you know anything else about the. When's it going to be out next year?
I'm guessing next year. They didn't. They said an unspecified time in 2014. So I would say probably they're not going to wait too long because subs have been dropping. This week it went down. They lost another couple hundred thousand in the quarter. I think it's down to like 7.5 or something like that, 7.5 million, which is still nothing to sneeze at. I mean, that's like 7 times more than any other MMO has, but you know, still it's a significant drop when 2 years ago they were almost 10. So, but yeah, I figure it'll probably come out. I'm going to guess this winter, maybe, because it was playable at BlizzCon.
Well, that's when several of the other ones have come out in that time frame, right?
Yeah, you know, Cataclysm,
like somewhere between, you know, around March or something close to that.
Cataclysm came out right before Christmas, and then Mist of Pandaria came out, I want to say, the end of February last year. I really can't remember off the top of my head, but it wasn't wasn't too far, you know, into winter, so it wouldn't surprise me if we don't see it. It'll probably be in beta, I would say, first of the year and out by 1st of March, probably. So, everybody had been talking about the past couple of weeks was wanting Titanfall, you know, was going to be on PS3. Yeah, and that's what they said. EA came out and said that Microsoft it's exclusive to Microsoft. It will never be on anything other than PC and Xbox One and Xbox 360. So it makes me wonder how much money Microsoft paid EA to keep that exclusive.
Who knows? But that's only the first one. There's still the language about is all the first games, mm-hmm. So there's still technically potential for a sequel to go somewhere else. Whether it will or not, who knows?
Right, and that's been the only game other than like Forza Motorsports that I'd be like, man, I really maybe should have got an Xbox One. But with it coming out on PC, I'm like, it's okay. I can wait and just buy it on PC. So,
I'm backwards. Like, I don't have anything on PS4 so far that makes me want to get it. I'd rather have an Xbox One at this point.
Yeah.
But part of that is because I have friends who will be there. So.
Right. And like I say, the only reason I want PS or PS4 is because of the remote play. That's the only thing that won it over me because I have a Vita. So, I mean, if it wasn't for that, I would have had an Xbox One. Even though, and I'm going to skip down to that story, even though... the PS1 will do nothing without the day one patch. It will not play.
In the Xbox One?
Yes, the Xbox One. What did I say? PS1? Oh, wow.
Yes, it did. So, I'm curious about this day one patch.
It will do nothing. And
they both have a day one patch. Well, the PS4, if you look at it, same thing. It has everything that they're adding in on day one.
Well,
I wonder if you can still even find them, right?
Well,
you were still interested.
Here's the thing with the PS4 update. You can't play Blu-rays on it, but you can still play games on it without doing the update. With the Xbox One, it does not ship with the operating system. The day one update is the operating system. Yes. It will not play games. It will not boot up to a screen. It will not do anything unless you connect it to the internet and download that patch. That was what one of the game developers came out and said that it will not work without, you will not be able to play games. So if you're buying an Xbox One and you don't have an internet connection, you got to find one because that thing ain't going to work. You paid $500 for a paperweight because it won't play games. It will not play games without that update.
Without the OS.
Yeah. I mean, at least the PlayStation 4 will play games. You just can't watch Blu-ray movies on it. But, you know, really, I mean...
You can't do remote play.
Right.
You can't do some other stuff.
So you still need those day one stuff.
Yeah, you still need it. But it's not a crippling thing like the Xbox One.
Yeah, your whole saying that the Xbox One will have the operating system is... what? BS? Can't be. I don't know, because that one guy got it early and he had it on the
he was able to connect and downloaded the patch, and that's how they found out.
It's weird that they actually have that up yet, because they don't usually put those up until they're ready, and then you don't think it would be ready yet.
Well, here's the thing. If it doesn't have the OS on it, they have to put it up. Because when they give out, you know, when people in the company have them, they've got to be able to download that patch or we'll play games.
No, not necessarily.
Well, not necessarily.
The company,
but
they can get it there and install it there
right.
or whatever.
But what I'm saying is, this is what I read, that a developer said that it does not have an OS capable of playing games on it when it ships.
Well, that's different than not having an OS at all, but yes.
Oh, well, yeah. Still.
Like,
no,
regardless,
to me,
that's
no OS. That's no OS. I mean, that's an operating system. It's a game system. If it can't play games, it doesn't have an operating system on it to play the games. That's what the patch is. That's stupid to me. I mean, I understand they want people to connect these things online, but, you know, there is still some people who buy game consoles not to connect them online. So
I wonder if this is a remnant of it being designed to be online only.
I don't know. Well, see, that was what somebody questioned.
But they've still had plenty of time since they've changed that, so who knows?
Right. Well, that was one of the questions that somebody asked this developer. They asked him if the day one patch was going to be on any retail discs, you know, launch games. And he said no, because they're waiting so long to get the OS ready that the games have already went to press. So they don't have time to get all the updates on that disc. So
and another reason to wait a little while, because then by the time they put out a second run of boxes that have been manufactured, it'll actually have it on there.
Right, it'll have that day one patch, so you don't have to download it. But yeah, I mean, it's just weird. I just never had heard
it. It is kind of crazy.
It just doesn't make any sense to me. But hey, you know, whatever. Just another way for Microsoft to go, we had 5 million Xbox Ones connect online.
I think it's more of they're wanting to wait till the last minute to try and do everything in the OS that they want to. Mm-hmm. They'll still have problems, but both of them are doing that. But also, it's kind of like early adopters will have the internet.
All right.
Like percentages of early adopters who wouldn't have it is small enough that they figure, we can get away with it.
Right.
Which is still kind of silly, but
yeah, but
I can kind of see what they were maybe thinking there.
Right.
Whether it's good thinking or not.
Yeah. Well, and that kind of leads me into another thing with the PS4 is they announced that they said it would not support external hard drives, which is kind of funny because you can replace the internal hard drive on a PlayStation 4, so it won't support external hard drives. But the Xbox One, you cannot replace the internal hard drive, but it supports external hard drives.
Does the PS4 have USB still?
Yes, it has two USB 3.0s. In the front.
What's the point of using those?
Yeah.
For not, like, the hard drive would be the one big thing you would want to hook up through USB.
Right. Well, and
maybe they'll add it in the future. I'm sure that's something they could
package software. I'm sure it's a software thing.
Click, we'll check the box that says, yes, you can use a hard drive.
But I would recommend anybody getting a PlayStation 4 day one or any time to go ahead and get yourself a laptop hard drive terabyte and put that puppy in there, because I have seen some of the pictures of the backs of the games and some of them are mandatory 45 gig installs.
But I was reading there was, it's going to be tough. Okay, so it won't support external, but you can still upgrade the internal as big as you want, as big as it'll
well,
take.
Well, I don't know how big it'll take. They haven't said how big it'll take, but yes, you can upgrade the internal.
Goodness, if it can't take 1 terabyte at least at this point, then that's kind of crazy.
Well, what I mean is I don't know if it'll take a 2 or a 3 terabyte. You know, PlayStation 3 would only take up to 1 terabyte, so.
Well, if you have 1 terabyte, that's still quite a bit, even at 45, 50 gigs a pop.
But you look at this, you know, I'm going to get 3 games at launch, so I know Assassin's Creed was a 45 gig install. Battlefield was a 42 gig install. I don't know what Lego Marvel was, but we'll go ahead and just for fun say a 40 gig install.
40 gig.
Well, I mean, it just
Call of Duty Ghost was 50, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it was 50. It was the max.
It's ridiculous. That game does not look good enough to be 50 gigs.
Well, what it is that's how you play while it's downloading. It installs the entire game on there, so you don't have load screens and stuff like that. So pretty much all you do is you still got to put the disc in. It boots up, but then it never reads anything off that disc after it has a full install. It just reads off the hard drive. But, you know, that's 150 gigs right there. Let's say you buy 3 gigs. Well, okay, Killzone. I know Killzone was a 47 gig install, so you know there's just safety sake, 150 gigs for 3 games right there. Plus, you got if you're a PlayStation Plus member, you got 2 free games coming up with it, and I have no idea how much those 2 games are size wise. I'd say probably no more than 5 or 6, but I mean theoretically, if you buy 3 or 4 games right off the bat, I mean you may have a quarter of that 500 gig hard drive already full. Which is why I got my trusty, as you can hear me hitting the table with it, my terabyte hard drive for the laptop to put in when that puppy gets here. I'm just going to pop it in immediately before I even turn the system on. So, because I'm not going through all that. I have to reinstall all that stuff, but that's just wild. Huge install. So it's like I told Nathaniel before we started recording, if it's going to be that big an install, why am I even going to buy a retail version of the game? Why don't I just buy the digital?
Yeah, save yourself $2.
Yeah, I mean,
if you have crappy internet, it's one.
Well, I don't, though. That's the good thing.
Yes. If you don't, then that's fine. And you use it like, you know, you would Steam on a PC or something, especially if they have preloading and or you just like set it to download overnight or whatever.
Yeah.
But if you have like bandwidth caps on your internet, or you just have really slow internet, you're like, screw it, I'll just go buy discs.
Yeah,
this is kind of gonna be, I think, a hybrid generation where they're gonna have both, and there'll be a lot more people starting to download stuff.
I think so, too. As internet speeds get faster, more people will adapt to the... The thing is they've got to let go of the ownership thing of it. It's always if you've got that disk here, you're like, I own it, and I can own it forever. You know, where even if you got it on a hard drive, hey, don't worry, you'll still be able to download it, but you got to let that go. You got to let, you know... That was very hard for me with PC games. I'll never buy stuff on Steam. I got to have that hard disk. Well, why? Why do you really need that disk? You can always back
it. Steam, at least, because they've been around for a long time and they've proven it with stuff they've done that you're going to be able to have those for forever at this point. Right. It won't be, but, the foreseeable future with this, it's going to be a little weird because you don't know what's going to happen with the next box.
Right. That's true.
5 to 8 years down the road and the new box comes out, is it going to be backwards compatible? Can you re-download all your games you downloaded?
Well, and I guess that maybe is where this cloud gaming stuff comes into play. However Microsoft and Sony are going to handle that, that's going to come sometime next year. You'll be able to play PC3 or PS3 games on your PS4. You'll just stream them through the cloud. Well, how will you know if I actually own that game? Do I have to rebuy it again? If I have a digital download of it on my account, does that mean I get the streaming version for free on my PlayStation 4?
I bet the streaming version doesn't look nearly as good as just the native version.
I wouldn't think so. But again, it would all depend on the bandwidth,
Well, even with the best bandwidth in the world, it's still not going to look as good and be as responsive as if you're playing it straight from the disc.
Right.
Especially something that looks as good as, like, Uncharted 2 or any of those first-party games.
I still have the on live thing, and I had like Batman Arkham Asylum on it, and it looked just as good as it did on my PC streaming, as long as I had a good hardwired connection into it. If I had slow internet, it would not look as good. But I mean, there'd be a lot of times, but that, again, it depends on the game. Like Uncharted, I don't think it would look as good. But who knows? I mean, it depends on how this whole thing shakes down with, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a lot of things right now. It's like you can kind of guess and hope and pray and think that it might do this, but we still don't know. There's a lot of unknowns.
Right. Well, and what I figure is with, and they kind of have hinted with the digital upgrade plan, if I buy the PlayStation 3 version of Assassin's Creed 4, and I get the digital download code for the PlayStation 4 version for like $10, you still have to have the original PlayStation 3 disc and put it in your PlayStation 4 for it to verify that you own that game, that you can get the $10 version. So I'm sure the streaming games would work that way too. If I wanted to play Uncharted 2 and I have a hard disk version of it, I could put the PlayStation 3 disk in there. It would ping the cloud and say, okay, he's got a disk version of it. Let's stream it to him so he could play it on his 4. Mm-hmm.
Now, what would be better is if they would save keys on your system. So you just have to put the disk in once.
Right.
But I don't think they're doing that, at least for this upgrade thing.
Mm-mm. No.
Which is dumb.
It is. It is dumb. But
what if you lose your disk? Like, I know why. Like, they don't want you to just buy it and then give it, because it's such a new game, they don't want you to just buy it and give it to somebody else.
Right. And this is what everybody...
But for older games, if they did PS3 games like that, or, Xbox games from the cloud, then, they're old enough that you would hope that you could just do it.
And that's what everybody kind of raised a stink with the Xbox One. That was the way it was going to be with that. You got the hard disk game, and then you got a code. You put the code in. You could always use the digital download, but you couldn't trade the hard disk game in, because the code was linked to it. But, everybody's like, no, we got to be able to trade our games. So, I don't know. It's all weird.
Pretty good impression.
You like that? I've been working hard on it. My big crying. That's my whiners impression.
Pretty good. Take it.
One of the things that drove me crazy the past couple weeks, I don't know if you guys had read up on it, but a lot of people were fussing about 1080p on PlayStation 4 and 720p on Xbox One with certain games.
Which is a lie.
Right.
Because it's still 1080p. It's just upscaled, and it's like...
Which is
because of the different things they're using to upscale it, it still looks, even if you have it side by side, it still looks
you can't,
pretty close.
You can't tell that big of a difference. I mean, I can't. But, I also wear glasses that are as thick as Coke bottle bottoms, but you know, I mean, still.
Well, I can tell, I'm sure, but it's also better than if it was literally outputting 720p.
Right.
But what it's doing is it's got the game engine is rendering at 720, and then the software is upscaling it, and the output from your console is 1080p. It's kind of like when DVDs were late in their life. Mm-hmm. And they had upscaling things. So if you put it in a Blu-ray player, it will upscale it. It's basically taking something that's smaller and upscaling it and using all sorts of software algorithms to smooth it and make it look good.
Well, technically, that's how...
Sort of the same thing here.
That's how 360 has always done 1080p, isn't it?
Same with... I don't know, but same with PS3. Like, the current gen stuff will upscale from things, and it still looks fine.
Well, you know how many PS3 games that I have that actually upscale to 1080p? One. All the rest of them run in 720. They won't run in anything else. They won't upscale in anything else. They never have. So I'm like, why is everybody just raising a fuss about this? I mean...
Too many people actually care.
Yeah.
Not that many.
No, exactly. Well, no, you're right. You're absolutely right, because I really don't give a... two rats butts about it.
Graphics whores could tell and stuff, but who cares? Yeah. Like, okay, so it looks a bit slightly better on that. So if you have both consoles and you have the actual reason to care, because right now it's just people trying to complain about something for no reason.
Mm.
Like, unless you have both consoles, it doesn't matter to you, because if it looks, you know, really good on whatever system you have, who cares?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, that just people just arguing back and forth about that all last week just absolutely drove me crazy. But I was like, who gives two flying rats about it? I don't. I mean, it's in high definition, and if you can really tell that much of a difference in it, then by all means, you know, then fuss about it. But I find it very hard to believe that. The thing is,
you could tell on a PC, mm-hmm. if you're like upscaling it and stuff, you can kind of tell. And you could on your TV, possibly, but not as much on TVs because they don't have as high resolutions
right.
as what your monitor for PC would have. Like, and you're sitting farther away
exactly.
from it, too.
Exactly, you're sitting right on top of it. So, yeah.
It still looks really good, and it still looks a heck of a lot better than current gen,
exactly.
So what are you complaining for?
Boo-hoo. Speaking of boo-hoo, Blockbuster's finally closing down all their stores now across the country.
Yeah.
It took them this long? Come on.
Liquidation starts this week. Gentlemen, get your money's
ready. I was going to say, not around here. They closed all the Blockbusters about a year ago around here. I don't know of any.
Okay, this is like what?
So all the stories I read, there's like 300 stores mm-hmm. left or something that they're finally closing.
Is there one near you, Nathaniel? Because I mean, there's not one in Winston, Greensboro, Ashboro.
No,
I haven't seen one in a while. What were you going
to
say, Eric?
There might be one floating around in Raleigh somewhere, but I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
Yeah.
Well, Portland, where I went this weekend, Portland, Vancouver have a lot. And by my parents' house in Vancouver, there's like five or six, right? Mm-hmm. Got on the store locator, there was one, and it was like maybe 15 minutes away I went to, and they're like, oh yeah, liquidation doesn't start till next week, and I was like, I'm not gonna be here next week. It's crazy, all the others closed. There's another one, there's three in my town, and only one of them is still open. The other one closed this summer, and then the other one closed like early last spring. Mm-hmm. So there's still one. I'm gonna go hit it up. There's only one other guy I know in town that's a keg, and he always like it's totally random, he always like, he always messaged me and stuff like that. He's like, well, I went to the store and I bought like 20 copies of this, but I saved you 10. So I was thinking about it. I'm like, well, that's nice. Well, I'm not going to buy 10 copies, but thank you.
Lord.
I didn't take them all.
Yeah. Gosh, no.
I think when Blockbuster had that big sale this summer on all the Wii U games, he pretty much got almost enough credit to pay for his PS4.
Wow.
Smart. Just gotta jump on this.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I see it.
Goodbye, sir.
Yeah, really.
Netflix, Redbox helped kill you.
I think Redbox and has killed them around here anyway. More than I mean, there's always a line at the Redboxes around here. For me, it was Netflix. I mean,
you don't see a line at Blockbuster most of the time.
No, not like you used to. Like I say, they closed all ours up here. It was, I think, the last one in the area was over the summer, something like that. So, but yeah, I read this next one. Nintendo got rid of Swap Note. Apparently,
it was the end of October.
Yeah,
but, you know, it's been a show. We haven't had a show for a couple weeks. I figured it's disgusting. They just randomly said we're getting rid of it, and they got rid of it because apparently, you know, people were sharing friend codes on the internet and sharing content that might not have been appropriate.
Oh, please. Really? Anybody shocked
really,
by this?
Nintendo.
And do you think that not doing swap, you know, getting rid of swap node is going to actually stop that? Whatever. That's just dumb. I never used it anyway on mine. I'd get their little messages from the company, but that's about it. I never had any friends that I actually used SwapNote with anyhow. So,
well, you know, has to keep it family friendly.
Of course. So this is when BioShock, the DLC Burial of the Sea comes out this week.
Yeah, it's coming out this week.
Awesome. 12th. I have the season pass, so I've been waiting for it to come out.
I do not. I wasn't interested in the first DLC at all. I don't like the challenge pass.
I didn't either.
Next two episodes of Burial at Sea, and they're $15 a piece. So, but if you get the season pass, you can save $10. Right. So I was like, maybe I'll pick up the season
pass.
That's
the only reason why
new
I
DLC
did.
Sounds cool. Yeah. It's like Return to Rapture, and you get new stuff.
That's the only reason why I bought the season pass, was for the two single player, because I don't care about the challenge map packs or the challenge things either, but the single player is what interests me. So, and last but not least, I did see this too, the Best Buy and Future Shops in Canada.
All you Canadian
guys, y'all got lucky there, because you could bring in any game and get either Assassin's Creed 4, a Call of Duty, or Battlefield 4 for free. No matter what the game was, even if it was Madden 06 for the Xbox, yeah. you could get Battlefield for free. So I could only imagine that everybody was crazy that day.
They sold out so fast.
When I first saw it, I thought it was for US, so I was like, holy, and then I saw it said CA on it, or Canada, on the Best Buy message boards. It's like, okay, that's not us. That's too bad.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Hey, it's one way to get rid of a bunch of games. Because I don't know.
I wonder how many people went there, because it's for current gen only. So I wonder how many went there just to get the free one so they can pay the $10 to upgrade it.
Oh, yeah. I was going to.
Yeah.
I was going to go ahead and do that. I was like, hell, it's a free game. Why not? You know, shoot. But, you know, if you've ever, I don't know, when's the last time you was in a Best Buy? It's been a while.
A few months ago, like a month
ago.
Yeah,
I mean, I went in the other day. We upgraded phones, and I needed a new belt clip, and Best Buy was the only place around here that had it. Man, they have, I mean, their game sections are empty. They're just waiting for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. They have these huge caps of just empty things with nothing in them but Xbox coming soon or PlayStation 4 coming soon. I was like, well, holy fright. They just went ahead and dumped all their current gen games, apparently. So, but yeah, they big holes. Which, has anybody seen any of the kiosks for the PlayStation 4s yet? I haven't seen one.
Mm-mm. Nope,
I haven't. Yeah.
I was actually in GameStop a couple days ago. They have a bunch of stuff on the walls,
right,
for like games and things, but no kiosks.
Yeah, I haven't seen any kiosks around here. The only place around, I pulled up Sony's map. You can actually go on Sony's website and pull up the map. The closest place here was Charlotte. Was Concord Mills actually has one, but that's the only one in the state. So I don't know what's up with that. I don't know if they're just not putting them a whole lot of them out or what. So,
well, just think about it. They have to have hardware for that, and they want to save
well,
as much hardware
true.
For selling as
yeah,
possible.
You're right about that. I mean, and that could very well be why they haven't had them in there. We actually had an email. It's a couple of weeks old, but I'm going to go ahead and read it anyway. Bobby B. wrote in, and he said, a long-time listener since the first episode back when we were the Gaming Outsiders podcast, so cool, which that website is gone now completely.
Kind of sad.
Yeah, it is
kind of
sad.
Not super surprising.
Yeah. But
the way it was going the last several months.
Yeah, exactly. But he wrote and said, had it hit you guys yet that the next gen was less than a month away? Like I said, this was a couple of weeks ago when we got this. He said he's an assistant manager at GameStop, and he really didn't hit him until the past Sunday when they had to break down the PlayStation 3 and 360 demo kiosk and ship them out and rearrange the shelves so they could get the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One stuff in. That being said, we don't have a solid date yet, but we're expecting next-gen demo kiosks to be in stores soon. Take care, Bobby B. Yeah, when I got that email, I was like, holy crap, it's like 3 weeks till the PlayStation 4 comes out. I really need to put some money on this.
And he squealed like a girl.
No, I didn't squeal like a girl. My pocketbook squealed like a girl, but I didn't squeal like a girl. No, that's that's what I was telling Nathaniel. No, I'm ready. I'm getting started early Friday morning so I could be back here by noon before the UPS guy comes, because I don't want that thing sitting outside on the front porch too long. I'm hoping maybe Target will make a mistake and actually send it early.
They've already done that. That stuff with the Xbox One.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I put that in there.
$100 for the inconvenience of having it early because it can't connect online.
Yes,
because
they actually banned all of them from coming online, and it's not a perma ban. So a couple days before launch, it'll be able to come back online. But the one guy who did the unboxing video, I mean, he had his video taken down by Microsoft. All his Twitter posts about it was taken down. But since then,
and they put it back up.
They put it back up. Major Nelson came on and said it's all okay. You know, they put them all back up.
Microsoft isn't sending in the black.
No. Actually, they're going to send him to the corporate launch event, wherever that is. He said he wasn't allowed to say where it was at or anything like that, but they're going to take him out there.
I'll tell you where it's going to be. It's going to be someplace in Western Washington, probably not a few hours.
I would say that.
Someplace in Seattle.
With Sony's will be in New York, as it always is. So.
But, thanks, Sony.
Yeah. But
that's it. I'm pretty good.
You mean the Xbox isn't going to have an event in the middle of the desert this time?
Oh, yeah. You remember that. I forgot about that. Yeah, that was it. Was
the Xbox One, or was the original
360?
It was 360, yeah.
In the middle of the desert, like Arizona.
Yeah, it was like out in Nevada.
That is a big like aircraft hangar or something like that.
Somewhere.
And like people who got to go, like, it's big enough so that it's like, I forget if you had to buy tickets or what, but like people would go there, they could buy, you know, the systems there and have it early, basically, at this event thing that they did.
Yeah, I remember seeing pictures of it, so.
Like, you could play games there, and they had, like, I forget what all they did, but it was this huge thing, and, yeah, this time they're not doing anything like that. Because, hey, game industry looks a little bit different now.
You're right, and it is. It is very different now. Well, anything else? We talked about Buntu get one free on all games at Target. I got an email today that said PlayStation 4 games starting Tuesday on Amazon were going to be buy two, get one free. And if people have pre-ordered just one or two PlayStation 4 games on Amazon, they've sent you a code to go ahead and get a free one so you don't have to reorder.
That's pretty
cool. Yeah, I thought that was kind of cool. The Warner Brothers Humble Bundle is still available
has all the good games
for $4.36. That's the average.
Batman, Scribble Nuts. What else?
You get Batman Arkham Asylum Game of the Year, Arkham City Game of the Year, Fear 2, Fear 3, Lord of the North, Lord of the Rings War of the North, and Scribble Nuts Unlimited. So it's a pretty good deal for $5.
All games I'm interested in.
Yeah. Most of them.
Except for, I don't know, I might try Fear 2 and 3 a little bit, but those are the ones kind of on the bottom.
Yeah, I have it on Steam.
They're on the bottom
of
the list. But even Scribble Knots, I'm like, I liked the original one that I played on DS way back.
I did too.
I'll probably boot it up some.
I really want to try the DC.
Definitely the Lord of the Rings game I want to play. Because I remember back when it came out, I was like, oh, I want to play that. And then forgot about it and never got to play it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's actually pretty good. The Scribble Knots game is pretty good too. I really want to play the DC Heroes Scribble Knots. It looks pretty cool. It just came out.
Yeah.
So, all right.
I want a Marvel version of that just so I can Hulk out everything.
Yeah, really.
I want use Hulk as an adjective.
I'm telling you, you got to.
So it makes everything big and
you
green.
You got to download the demo of the Lego Marvel on Steam and play it. I mean, it's just the Hulk is just great. It's hilarious. I mean, it's just so cool. So, anything else? Anything else that we missed? Nothing? No?
No. Don't think so.
Nope. I think we got most of the news.
Sweet. All right.
Oh, one other thing. I bought the Asus Transformer T100.
Oh, what do you think of it?
It comes tomorrow.
Oh, you haven't got it yet. I got you. Nope. Oh, I thought maybe you got it before
you
trip.
It was like back ordered. Amazon said it would be here like in 2.5 weeks, and then got an email Friday. I said, well, actually, we have it in stock, and you'll be getting it.
Cool. Well, you have to let us know next week what you think of it, because I haven't heard too many reviews about it. I mean, normal. None of my friends have one. No, I've read reviews.
Reviews
have been good.
It's for my wife.
So. Yeah, but she'll play with it.
Yeah, yeah. I'll take it. Tablet keyboard.
Yeah, we upgraded our phones the other day. We now have iPhone 5S's. So.
Oh, what'd you have before?
Fours. So yeah. we waited a long time to upgrade. So.
I got the classic. I got, what, 3G or 3GS, I think is the phone I'm still
I have a 3S sitting right here. Yep. It doesn't work anymore. The screen's bad on it. And
mine works just fine.
Well, ours.
So until it dies, I probably won't upgrade.
Mine was working.
One of those.
People. Mine was working fine. My wife's phone was not working good at all. It's the data quit working on it. It kept the home button was broken. It was just a mess. So it was.
Yeah, what did she do to her phone?
Nothing. She just wore it out. She's
playing tennis. Probably. With it, except it's the ball. Yeah.
So, you know, we were on prepaid, so it was like, well, if we get a new phone, we're going to have to pay full price, which is like $600. And I was just like, okay, fine. So we went on a contract and took our phones and traded them in at Target and ended up getting these for $70 a piece.
What? Yeah. Really?
Well, they were on sale for $179 with a 2-year contract. And then they had the trade-in price on our phones were $100 each, so that made it like $79 bucks. Plus, we had our red card, so that got us 5% more off of it. So,
I wonder. That's crazy. Yeah, they are on sale for $79.
That's a pretty good deal.
I wonder if that will work with my contract if I just extend it.
Mm.
Uh oh.
Ruh-roh, Raggy.
Yeah, well, I was just gonna go to Best Buy. Probably. Yeah. I need to get a new phone.
The Target had them on
sale. Either gonna get an iPhone or.
I like the iPhone 5S is pretty cool. Of course, I have it in a LifeProof case, so I can't use the little fingerprint technology thing, which I wasn't going to anyway. But I mean, other than that, I mean, it's a pretty sweet phone. I like it. I like it a lot. So
all phones have fingerprint technology.
Yeah, true.
Because you get fingerprints all over them.
Wah, wah, wah.
This is mine, dude. I must have greasy fingers or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I do. I have oily hands. Ooh. Anywho, on that note.
I'm not going to go anywhere near it
because that did not come out right.
Because we're going to do a special podcast on it next week.
All about oily hands. All right, Eric, why don't you tell everybody how to get a hold of us, please?
All right. You can email us at goozernationpodcast@gmail.com. You can call us at 206-202-5704. You can follow all of us and the podcast on Twitter. Podcast is @goozern_podcast. I, Eric, am @KUBE00. John is @JCMeadows94, and Nathaniel is @Polygon_Wizard. You can also check out the site, goozernation.com.
Yeah.
Read our reviews, editorials, news, etc.
I have a ton of reviews that I have not had time to put up yet. I still got to do, I think I'm going to try to do one on Batman. I'm going to try to do one on that Time Paradox game, the Guided Fate Paradox. I still have to put it up. I haven't put it up yet. So
that reminds me, we should play Force.
Yeah, we got to do that. Got
to
do that.
And we still have a couple things to give away too.
Yeah,
we still have a one pack swag bag, and we still have at least one Dragon Fantasy book code
too. You know, old Bobby B sent that email in, and guess what he got? He got a pack swag bag for it. So
which I sent to him in a box. Cool.
I'll have to. I'll have to let him know and have him let me know when it gets like here.
There's a shirt, a mug, a couple lanyards, a few other things.
Sweet. Mugs and shirts are always cool. So,
I got a few other things I could work in if we get another entry. If not, we'll just give away one of the game codes.
Cool. Sounds like a plan. All right.
Okay.
Well, we're going to call that a show, guys. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Leave us some feedback on iTunes. Rate us, please. We like feedback. The more subs we get, the higher it will move up that list so other people will know that we exist. So definitely subscribe to us. We'd appreciate it. We will catch you guys next week. I will pry myself away from the PlayStation 4 long enough to at least record a show next Sunday. So, and let you all know.
He'll record the show while he's playing it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to think.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to
hear it all in the background.
Yeah, really. Well, I'm going to try to do some of the Twitch streaming stuff on it, see how well that works. I'm kind of excited to see how that goes, so especially on a console, so with a built-in. Yeah. So be neat. Well, we'll see, though.
That was something random I did today, was set up streaming on my PC just to see if I could do it. I haven't really done any streaming yet. I was just like, I want to see if I can set this up just because.
What program?
So I spent the afternoon. OBS, Open Broadcast Software, whatever it's called.
Mine will run it all right. It depends on the game. Hearthstone, it runs real well. That Forced game, it runs real well. Like Final Fantasy 14, it does not run it real well because it's a very graphic heavy game, so it kind of drags it down, but usually
if you can record stuff, you can probably broadcast it, is what I was assuming. It's just going to depend a lot on, for streaming though, it also depends on your upload.
Right. Well, my upload is good,
especially for a multiplayer
game. Right. Well, see, my upload is good, but it's like 30 megs, but still it would drag down the whole computer because I'm only working on like a 3-core or 2-core processor, so need to get me a new processor, but we won't talk about that. So, but anyway, that's another show. So, all right, guys. Thanks a lot for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Have a good week.
See you later.